Good day, everyone. My name is Angel DeAlvis. This podcast is brought to you by Ultimate Access. Full details of our business management courses can be found in ultimateaccess.net. We started the show on the 5th of January 2018. It is nearly a month. Time certainly has flown by. I guess it does when you're having fun, isn't it? We've got listeners from around the world and the number of downloads are steadily increasing and so are the subscribers. I'm really happy that you're benefiting from these sessions, and if you would like to reach out to me, please do so by writing to me, Anju@ultimateaccess.net. In today's topic, I will discuss the governance framework with a focus on chairman and CEO role. First, I would like to summarize what the UK Corporate Governance Code states about the role of chairman and CEO. Cadbury Committee in 1992 stated, CEO and chairman's role should be split and chairman requires independence. There should be a clear division of responsibility between the two. The chair of the nomination committee is the chairman unless a successor is being evaluated. Nomination committee will draw up the responsibility of the chairman and the board so that no one person will have a lot of power. So as you can see, the court definitely advises that the role of the chairman and CEO should be separated. Let us look at what is the role of the chairman, and this is what the UK corporate governance states. The chairman is responsible for leadership of the board and ensuring its effectiveness on all aspects of its role. The main principle, there should be a clear division of responsibility at the head of the company between the running of the board and the executive responsibility for the running of the company's business. No one individual should have unfettered power of decision. The chairman is responsible for setting the board's agenda and ensuring that adequate time is available for discussion of all agenda items, in particular strategic issues. The chairman should also promote a culture of openness and debate by facilitating the effective contribution of non-executive directors in particular and ensuring constructive relations between executive and non-executive directors. The chairman is also responsible for ensuring that the directors receive accurate, timely, and clear information. The chairman should ensure effective communication with shareholders. As you can see, it seems like the chairman is a conductor of an orchestra. Now let us look at the role of CEO. Once the strategic and financial objectives have been agreed by the board, it is the CEO's responsibility to ensure they are delivered upon. To facilitate this, the chief executive officer regularly meets the executive management team, which additionally comprises the other executive directors and senior members of the management team. The day-to-day operations of the group are managed by the executive management team. There are circumstances where the CEO and the chairman role are performed by one person. If exceptionally a board decides that a chief executive should become a chairman, the board should consult major shareholders in advance and should set out its reasons to shareholders at the time of the appointment and in the next annual report. Very important point for you to remember. I will briefly look at two questions in SEMA Strategic Case Study February 2017 to elaborate 2 points. The first question is Strategic Case Study February 2017 Variant 1 Question 1. Here the board expresses concerns over Danny's dual role as chairman and CEO. Now let us look at how we can construct the answer. We should first state the facts by writing the following. The various formal codes that deal with the governance generally state that it is undesirable for one individual to hold this dual role. Putting the chairman in charge of managing the board and the CEO in charge of managing strategy creates scope for mutual oversight at the very highest level. This is segregation of duties. There have been major scandals that have been attributed to the fact that there was a single person acting as both chairman and CEO. The fact that Danny founded Evstar adds to the concern about his dual appointment. In the early stages of the company's development, he would have undoubtedly regarded it as his, and with good reason, because it would have not come into existence without his support. This part, you need to state the facts of the situation. Now let us look at the next section, how you will tackle that. In this section, you need to state who might be impacted in this situation where the CEO and chairman role are performed by one person. These are some of the thoughts. This attitude may well have been healthy and a factor that motivated him in driving the company's early development, but may also mean that he takes an unduly possessive attitude. This attitude is no longer appropriate now that the company is quoted and it is in a mature state. The shareholders will be looking for steady and responsible management that is accountable to them. The reason is shareholders are the principal and the people running the company are the agents. Danny, that is the CEO and chairman, may have an unacceptable sense of entitlement because of his early role in the company, and he may make unacceptable demands in the terms of remuneration and other benefits. Now you need to give a counter argument, and you can state the following. There could be an argument in Danny's defense. It is unusual but not unknown for quoted companies to have this dual appointment when they believe that the individual can manage the business effectively. Danny is clearly a creative individual who has a strong track record in his business. His skill set may make him almost unique when it comes to developing successful television programs that present musical talents. In order to summarize that particular question, you need to state the current situation and then whom will get impacted by the individual acting as both the CEO and chairman, and then give the counter arguments. If you found this podcast useful, please do subscribe to it, as our goal here is to provide these sessions for free for everybody. Now I would like to look at February 2017, Variant 1, Question 2 of SEMA Strategic Case Study. In this question, you're asked to identify the KPIs other than dividends to evaluate CEO's performance. Now let us look at how it was answered. The starting point is to recognize the CEO is expected to deliver sound strategic management. The most valid reflection of this would be the maximization of shareholder wealth. Danny also holds the role of CEO in this company because of the value that he can add to the market capitalization will benefit the shareholders. Danny's obvious contribution to strategy is the maintenance and development of the product portfolio, which could form the basis of a further KPI. Evstar produces a small number of programs that must all be managed if they are to remain successful. Danny could demonstrate his performance by referring to viewing figures and satisfaction ratings for his various shows. There could be further measures of success by referring to the number of newspaper comments or social media references that indicate that the public is taking interest. In summary, we looked at one person performing the role of chairman and CEO, and its arguments for and against. Then we also looked at CEO's KPIs. Ethics and governance is an area that the examiner consistently tests, and you can fairly be sure that this is an area that will come in your exam. In fact, in every exam. I hope you found this session useful. This podcast is brought to you by Ultimate Access, and I'm your host, Andrew D'Alves. Thank you.